So we recently attended the Aspire event. It's basically an event of a bunch of speakers trying to get you motivation and inspiration and all that stuff. It's like for entrepreneurs, right? But how do you make the most out of an event like this? You can go to those every week, honestly, and just consume information over and over again. But it's going to do nothing for you unless you learn to take action. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about how you can actually get something out of these events when you go to them. And so stay tuned. Welcome back, everybody. It's another episode, Candidly with Coffee.
We have 501.
501.
We're breaking off to the other side now, and on the road to 1,000.
Yep. Can you believe it?
Just like that.
We're on the road. We're on the road to 1,000.
Yeah, exactly. We crossed over now.
Yeah.
That's our next big milestone, I guess you can call it.
Yeah, who knows where we'll be and what we'll be doing.
We'll be somewhere big, doing it big. Mm-hmm. Thanks to you guys, our audience, our subscribers, our people, family, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of thanks, little housekeeping. Make sure if you guys are not subscribed to our channel, please subscribe. It really does help us. And you might be watching and think you're subscribed, but you're not. So check. And follow us on Instagram, candidly_withcoffee. We are going to start going live over there a little more often. We went live over there during our trip to LA, and we had a lot of fun with it. Yeah. So I think we might do that like from home. So make sure you're following us there so you don't miss out. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. I really appreciate that. I will put the link down in the description. And then if you are a real supporter, a real OG, a real lover of all of our content, then we ask that you join our Patreon because we have a lot of fun over on Patreon.
It is
unfiltered, uncensored, and it's called Off Topic for a reason because we go off topic.
Yes, we do. We go deep off topic.
So make sure you definitely join us there. And today's after show, we're definitely going to go into some of these next hot coffee topics that I want to talk about. I want to talk about them a little bit here, but they're the kind of topics that we're going to have to take over to the after show. So if you guys want to watch the after show, head over to Patreon. The first hot topic. You know what this is? What do you think this is? Why am I stuttering?
Why? I don't know.
Because I'm tired.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long day. That's true.
I am freaking tired. I didn't even know the security code to get in here. It like fell out of my brain.
Yeah. We're here. That's what goes to show you. We're dedicated.
Yeah, dedicated for sure. We just recorded a show for Mike that's a really good one for Esco Elite Mindset Podcast. Very good. Very good episode. I cannot wait for you guys to hear that. But back onto the hot coffee topics. So P. Diddy's in some trouble.
Oh, big trouble.
And I was listening to somebody on TikTok talk about how in the documents or in some of the documents for the investigation that's going on around him, he has someone and the person's name is Fahim Muhammad. It's his head of security.
Uh-huh.
And that's like the cleaner.
Uh-oh.
He's a cleaner.
There's always a cleaner.
He makes things go away.
Yeah.
He used to work for Michael Jackson, and he was a cleaner for Michael Jackson.
Uh-oh. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yep. And so there is a lot of mystery surrounding that guy. There was also some talk from someone was on Howard Stern. They pulled up a clip of someone who was on Howard Stern in 2016. Oh, I think it was Usher. He was on Howard Stern in 2016, allegedly, because I don't know for sure. And he said that he lived with P. Diddy, the record company or whatever, had him live with P. Diddy for a year. And let's just say he saw some things.
He's saying this.
Yeah.
Oh.
He said it in 2016 on Howard Stern. So I best believe he's probably going to be getting a phone call from the feds.
Oh, yeah. They're going to do not an indictment. It's a subpoena because they're going to want to question him. And they'll scare him. They'll bring him in.
So he's apparently the investigation and why they're raiding him, because I jumped into it, but obviously I'm sure you guys have seen on TMZ and stuff, his homes are raided and all of that. One of his people is already arrested, but it's a sexual blackmail operation investigation. That's apparently what it has to do with.
Wow. His sons are arrested too, by the way. That's crazy. Both his sons.
Yeah, they're arrested, which means they're not just... Sometimes they take who's into custody aside and they put them in handcuffs and they release them. But no, they're arrested.
Oh, yeah. They're part of whatever operation he had going on there. And let me tell you something. I caught a clip on Instagram of one of his neighbors. I don't know who this kid was, but he's the passenger of like a Bentley, a gray Bentley. And the reporters are out there. And he's, man, this dude is doing too much, man. He's had buses coming up at 3 in the morning with busloads of girls. And I knew something was up. This ain't normal. He was saying that out loud. Like, it's going viral. Whoa.
Yeah, I heard that. So that's pretty interesting. The next hot coffee topic is Pornhub is no longer in Texas. So you cannot access that website, Pornhub. So I guess it's a website of like free porn. And you cannot access it in Texas. But somebody was saying it is literally, those videos get billions of views. It's basically like a YouTube for porn.
Oh, I never knew about that. I've heard of Pornhub. I thought it was like a subscription service or something. You go watch porn.
I think that you can subscribe and pay for some, but there's a lot of free stuff on there. But like certain states are now starting to ban it because they do not do any kind of verification of age.
No way. That's super illegal, man. Nope. That's why Texas is banning it.
So basically, any kids can get access to pornography. Listen, when I was a kid, it was, you turn to HBO and then it was all snowy, but you could see the outline and we would try to go to HBO to see if we could see that kind of stuff on there. It's scary how easy it is to access that kind of stuff. And I want to dive into my thoughts on this on the after show on Patreon, because I know that word already, I'm probably going to have to bleep it out because YouTube will block the video.
Gotta be careful.
But yeah, that's some interesting things there. And yeah, do you have any thoughts on the Pornhub not getting access to it? Do you agree or?
100%. There shouldn't be kids getting access to that. No way. If I was, if I had my own young daughter or son, I wouldn't want. But how much can a parent police these kids nowadays? Are they watching their phone all the time?
No, I know. But you can put stuff on the phone. But then the friends have access to it. It's tough.
Laptops. These kids are savvy these days, man. There's a world's away.
I know.
Look, man, I remember my first time as a kid. It was a big deal. My friend came home. Or a friend I knew got a few of us together. We're probably like the seventh grade or so, eighth grade, somewhere around there. It was a big deal. He had a porn tape. We're all watching it like dumb little kids, all excited. That was a big deal. I don't know where he got the tape from, but that's how you watch porn back then.
Yeah, I want to get into that in the after show because I have some thoughts on it. So make sure you guys tune in to our Patreon. You will get
the nitty gritty.
Yes.
No filter.
I wanted to talk about MegaFit really quick because I've been loving it. I've been, like, as you guys know, I was super busy, or I just talked about how busy I've been this week. And let me tell you, when MegaFit comes in clutch on times like this.
Oh, yeah.
When I open up the freezer and there's MegaFit meals in there, like a feeling of relief comes over me. Thank God, because these are the moments that I screw up.
Yeah.
It's when I'm tired and busy.
Of course, that's where we all slip, because you're tired, you're hella hungry, and you're like, what? I'm gonna cheat on myself today and veer over to the fast food restaurant or whatever. It doesn't have to be fast food. You're just going to go off track. Easy. Especially when you're tired and hungry.
No, I know. So some of my favorites, you guys, chicken parmesan, so good, and it has like 51 grams of protein. It's crazy macros. The PB&J, I freaking love.
Oh, delicious.
And the PB&J is so good for me. I like to at least get two every time I order, and I only have half as part of my lunch, and so it makes four meals, and that's what my studio meal. I take a bag of legendary chips, a half PB&J, because it's easy. I can eat it anywhere on the go, or long hair appointment days or whatever. I love the banana nut muffins. I have that with a scoop of almond butter. So good. There's a new meal with filet mignon and tortellini.
Ooh.
That one looks so good. I got to try that.
Order me one.
Yeah, I'm going to order you that because it's a perfect mixture of protein and a little bit of pasta. Yep. But my favorite, because the macros are good, it's delicious, and I get literally three or four per order, is the Lada enchiladas.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I don't know if that one's my favorite. That's a good one. Today I had yesterday I had the bison burger.
Yeah.
Two patties with the potatoes. I like that one.
That's good.
Or steak, or the steak and sweets ones are good.
Oh, the steak and sweets is good, and the macros are excellent on that one too. Anything with their sweet potato fries is good.
Yeah.
So if you guys are interested in trying MegaFit and you have not tried them before, I have a discount code for them, but I cannot share it publicly. So just head over to my Instagram, either Jay's Body Bootcamp or Candidly_with_coffee, and just DM me MegaFit, and I will send you the code.
Yep.
Otherwise, if you have ordered from them, just click on the link in the description to place another order. Clicking on the link does support me, and I really appreciate it. I don't promote a lot of companies, but you guys know me. The companies I do promote, I use them. I love them. I'm obsessed with them. And that's why I talk about them a lot. It's not because they're giving me some great payment or something.
Yeah. No. You gotta have things in the clutch. We have to have a hold my coffee.
No, because I love a hold my coffee.
There's always one.
Sorry, guys. Let me see.
Where's the one? She always has one. There's always that one.
There isn't always, actually, but there is one today. Yes, and I'm not even going to put the comment up because it was so annoying and so long. You guys wouldn't want to read it anyway. But somebody was mad. One of my videos where I was talking about starvation mode is not a thing. And she was upset because she wanted to prove that it is a thing. And so she went on to explain why her body was in starvation mode. She explained, and I'll give you the cliff notes. She said in the first 2 weeks of tracking macros, she lost 7 pounds. The second week, she only lost 1 pound. And the first 2 weeks, she lost 7 pounds. The third week, she lost 1 pound. So that's 8 pounds in 3 weeks. And then the fourth week, she was in starvation mode because she gained 3 pounds. And so she was mad. She wrote like a dissertation, my favorite word right now.
Yeah, she wrote me a book. I don't need a book.
And so basically, she thought that she gained 3 pounds in the fourth week. And so now she's in starvation mode because maybe her calories were too low. I don't know if her calories are too low for her or whatever, because I don't know anything about her. But as a coach and as someone who is certified in this nutrition and fitness, I look at this, okay, so what you're telling me is that you lost 5 pounds in 4 weeks. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
You're not in any kind of starvation mode, no. Sweetie. In fact, you actually had a very successful month.
You did.
And you lost 5 pounds in a month. The way weight comes off, it fluctuates. Yes, you always lose more. When you get into a macro counting, you always lose a lot of weight in the first 2 weeks because some of it's fat loss from being in a deficit and a lot of it's water because now that you're eating less, your carbs are lower because you're consuming less calories. And when you drop your carb intake from what you're used to consuming, you release water. And that's why the first 2 weeks of any diet, and everyone thinks it's, oh, this is the best diet I've ever been on. The first 2 weeks of any diet, but specifically the first 2 weeks, if you cut carbs, you're going to lose water weight. And so when you see the weight come back up, it's just that it's balancing out that water retention.
Yeah.
And then you see what actual fat loss you had. But anyways, what I responded to this person was, listen, that's not what I see at all, but I'm not your coach, so I'm not going to sit here and waste my time explaining it to you. But I will tell my loyal subscribers and listeners, but I won't waste my time with one person, a troll on YouTube.
No, not here to coach you. Sorry.
But I will say, when it comes to starvation mode, because there was a lot of comments about starvation mode, if people experience starvation mode, it's not starvation mode. What it's called is metabolic adaptation. But metabolic adaptation only occurs after a significant period of time eating consistently low calories. Your metabolism is going to adapt to a significant period of time that you're eating low calories. It's going to go downward. But significant period of time of consistent, not somebody who eats low for 4 days, then goes off because they're hungry, then eats low. Because that's not consistently eating low calories. Your average calories are actually high. So your metabolism is not adapting. It's just your perception.
Yep.
Because you're not even actually being consistent. Yeah. So it's metabolic adaptation. It's not starvation mode. That's just a fake term that somebody made up.
It's like the 90s. They make this term up. This bro science, and then everybody runs with it because they heard it. Herd doesn't work.
But I will tell you that I have bad news for you. If you truly do have metabolic adaptation, the only way to fix it is to eat more. You have to get yourself to eating a normal amount of calories, and the weight is going to come on while you do that. While you're adjusting, you're going to gain, and you just have to keep eating that higher calorie amount until you stabilize.
So it becomes your baseline, basically.
Yes.
That's what you're telling me.
I'm sorry. There's no, you cannot continue to be in a calorie deficit and fix metabolic adaptation. And that is what people are going to experience with Ozempic.
Yep.
That's what they're going to, because their metabolisms are going to adjust, because if they're on Ozempic for 6 months, a year, consistently eating really low calories,
yeah,
they're going to have metabolic adaptation. So when they come off Ozempic and their hunger comes back fast and furious, but they go, oh, but it's okay, because I'm going to keep the weight off, because I'm just going to count macros. Even if they are successful with counting as what they perceive to be their deficit macros, chances are their deficit macros are probably significantly lower because metabolic adaptation. So that's why the weight comes back fast and furious.
Exactly. And they don't get that. They don't understand that.
No.
And it's almost like back in the days when that show was around, The Biggest Loser, where they brought their calories so damn low, they stripped them all the way down. But once they started eating normal, they gained all that weight back and then some. It got out of control.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen with these Ozempic people. They don't realize it.
No, exactly. All right, you guys, moving on to Comic Corner. This one comes to us from Jenny B, 4835. Congrats on 500. Dropping gems as always and changing lives. Can't wait to see how this podcast continues to grow. Thank you so much. That's so nice.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate the support as always.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right. The next one is EA Vision 1. Congratulations. You both are badass. I really appreciate the frank, no BS conversations. Not too many people willing to share gems along with tough life experiences. I love the humor, too. I found you over a year ago from the review you did on our house furniture you purchased.
The couch.
That led me to following up on other videos and subscribing to your channel. You guys, you have no idea. I did a terrible video on my iPad of a couch like 2 years ago, and I linked it because I get an affiliate commission for it. I think I've sold like 10 of those couches.
And you got a picture of me as a beach whale on there too. Horrible. Oh my God.
That's right.
Ooh. So that picture is terrible.
The day we, in that video, actually, yes, Mike is in, can be seen in that couch review video. He's testing it out and you look like a burrito.
I did. Like a burrito. Had rolls on my stomach. Did I fall asleep on it?
Yeah.
Because I was back in those days where if I'm sitting on the couch or laying down, I'm going to sleep.
When we would furniture shop, you would fall asleep in the furniture stores.
I would.
Yeah.
Remember that?
It was embarrassing.
Damn.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Next one. Jen Boulay, 9831. I love the dedication you both put in, even without the followers. Character is built outside of the spotlight. Congratulations. Oh, that was really nice, because we were talking about for the first 6 months that we put episodes on YouTube.
Yeah.
I got 10 views to 30 views, and it was humbling.
It is. People don't realize this is a grind. It takes time. People, they get mad. They post the videos. They're like, I'm not getting all these views. It is what it is. Like when I first started my YouTube channel, you said, be patient, babe. And I'm patient. And now it's growing.
Yeah.
Now this one's growing. This one's whole nother level.
Yeah. All right, you guys. So another shameless plug, and this is for 1UP Nutrition. I have to say, absolutely love 1UP Nutrition. It's my 1 year anniversary working with them. My favorite thing from 1UP Nutrition is up on the screen, and it is the ISO protein powders, specifically the peanut butter cookie. Mike, why don't you share why you love that peanut butter cookie protein powder now?
Oh, you want me to give them the secrets, the gems. Yeah. So why is it my favorite? It's my favorite, you guys, because I love PB&Js. So I got it down to a science. I'll do a scoop of protein. I do a PB2, that other powder, peanut butter powder, dehydrated. A scoop of a tablespoon of regular peanut butter, a little bit of milk, mix it all together, and I make my own protein paste. So basically, when I make my PB&Js, they're heavy in protein. They're protein packed. Mm-hmm. So I get bang. I made one today. So I'm getting, sometimes I make two sandwiches. Mm-hmm. So I'm full off of it, and I'm getting like, with the bread that I use, like 50 plus grams of protein.
I know.
It's the best. I made it work.
It sells out sometimes, this particular flavor, but it's a regular flavor, so they replenish it. So just check back. I also love the reason why I like the ISOs, by the way, is because they're super macro friendly. 110 calories, 25 grams of protein.
Scoop.
And I love the ISO vanilla ice cream one because I make that ice cream dessert that we have on the weekends with it.
Yes, the ninja with the ninja creamy.
Yeah. And that one is amazing as well. But honestly, I use all 1UP Nutrition supplements and products and love them. And with my code, you save 20%. I am an ambassador for them, an affiliate, whatever you want to call it. And I have to say, you guys, thank you for your support of 1UP Nutrition because I've done really well with them in this past year. I've only been working with them a year. I love the products, and that's why I promote them. But I'm actually, they actually just invited me to their annual, like, brand trip. It's my first brand trip, actually.
Yeah, but you manifested. You talked about that. Like, we got to get to Miami, babe. Watch this.
Yeah, and I just...
And you called it.
I just got the invite. It's basically I'm going to Miami, a mansion party, a pool party, a team workout with the crew. And I just, I'm excited because I really love the products. And it's cool to be able to go there and know that, wow, I'm being recognized for doing well for them. But I have to thank everybody who listens to us and who follows me and who's my client, who trusts me with my recommendations. And you guys know that I'm particular in what I will recommend. And hopefully over the years that I've been doing this, I've built a lot of trust in that space because I am super particular with what I will promote. But you will start to hear me. I really want to make sure that I am talking about the companies that I love and work with on a more regular basis, because I tend to forget to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
And so I want to, as part of this podcast, you'll hear, I'll highlight my different favorite products and stuff so you guys get a little more information, but you can expect to see that more often going forward.
And before I forget, is if you want to know the hack and you want to see how good these PB&J sandwiches are, go over to my YouTube. My wife and I made a video. She filmed me making the PB&J. Sorry, I'm tired too. PB&J sandwiches. And let me say, I got a lot of traction on there. People love it. They love the hack because who doesn't enjoy PB&J? But at the same time, you can't use too much regular peanut butter. It's too many. It's too high in calories and not enough protein. You don't get a good bang for the bucks. So you got to hack it with the powder. So go over to my YouTube channel and check it out.
I will say also, before we go off of the 1UP Nutrition, their regular protein powders are excellent as well.
Oh, yeah.
They're a little more higher in calories, but let me tell you, absolutely delicious. They always have little chunks of whatever the protein powder is, whatever the flavor is. They have pieces inside the protein powder, so you don't even have to add like a topping to your yogurt because it's got cookie pieces or whatever it may be in there. Yeah. It's really good. So it's worth it that it's a little higher in calories.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you guys, moving on, let's talk about Aspire. I want to give you guys, so we went to an event called Aspire over the weekend. It was in LA. It's like one of those motivational, inspirational, they have keynote speakers. And
yes,
it was a long fucking day.
Oh, yeah. 14 hours. Too long. You got to, like you said, you're proud of me. I handled it without being too, like, want to explode. I was hungry at the end like you were, but we handled it, you know. We took what we could, picked up a lot of jams. A lot of light bulbs went off, and, you know, I enjoyed it. If I can critique it, I wish I could have networked a little more, but it was just busy with a lot of speakers, man. There was a lot of free time to network.
Yeah, they did have a lot of speakers, and I'm going to go into some of, like, my favorite moments, but what I have to say is when it comes to these events and you're inundated with information, the most important thing you can do is just, like, when you hear something that resonates with you, get your phone out and just write down the little statement.
Yep.
Because you're not going to retain not even 10% of what you hear at these things. You think you are, you're all motivated, you're all feeling, you're not going to retain it. But one thing I do say is if you go to these events, at a minimum, your goal should be to take one nugget. You know how we got to talk about nuggets?
Gems, nuggets.
Take one gem or one nugget that you can take action on.
Yep.
And take action on it. Now it's become worth it.
Yes, exactly. And that's where a lot of people get stuck is they go to these events, they go to these inspirational talks and whatever you want to call it. But if you don't do nothing with it, then there's no point. You got to execute. Yeah. That's the main thing that I got from it. Execute, execute.
Yeah, and you guys, we were front row, as you can see, Mike and I there in that photo with the Magic Johnson. Yep. That was towards the end of the day too. As you can see, I'm a little slumped, over.
Yeah,
but it was good though. And look how close he was—literally like right in front of us.
Oh yeah,
and he was like in front of us for quite a while.
Oh yeah, I thought he was going to speak to us. Kept looking at us, too.
I know. I literally thought he was going to start talking to us.
Yeah.
It was so crazy. We were so connected. So it was really cool. We had a definitely like a VIP experience.
Yes.
But what were some things that you heard or what, just in general, what were some moments or nuggets that you took away from the conference or any speakers that stood out to you in particular?
What I took from it, because there's a lot from the event, and I'm not going to remember everything. Mm-hmm. But one thing I did take from it is, you know how we do macros, we're coaches, and people are reluctant to learn our formula mm-hmm. because they want to do it their way, because they think they know how, mm-hmm. but it's not working for them. One thing is one dude said is, why am I going to reinvent the wheel when I can copy this guy's and paste his success and apply it to my business? And I was, damn, he's right. Why do people try to do something other than the blueprint when this is already proven? Mm-hmm. Why do you want to try something new? Why do you want to play with that? Why do you want to work 100 times harder trying to invent the wheel when the wheel's right there and gave you the blueprint to do it correctly?
Yeah, like when you have friends or whatever, and me too, I have people in my life who they're also trying to lose weight and whatever, but for whatever reason, they don't want to do or learn what you're doing, even though they see that it works. It's, hello, copy paste. I've got the formula.
Yes.
What are you searching for? Why are you trying another gazillion million diets? I have proven. I've been in this space for over a decade.
Yeah.
What are you trying? Copy paste. It's very simple. That was a good gem that you pulled.
Yeah, I got that. Another gem that I pulled is a lot of us are, and this can be a little complicated because it goes deep, but another thing is we need to learn financial literacy. Like, it's a whole nother game. Damn, I'm behind the eight ball. I wish I would have known that better in life. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to game myself up as I go on, as I get older.
Yeah, I agree. And we know a lot of stuff and we talk a lot about stuff in our space, nutrition and fitness. But one thing I would say that I have lacked in my life is financial literacy.
Yeah.
And it comes from, we need to break the mold, the cycle.
Yes.
Because of our upbringing. Like, we were talking about it. We have so many similarities. Like, my parents, they didn't even pay attention to my report cards. I don't know if you guys understand or if you guys had a, like, I know you can understand, right? Did your parents look at your report cards?
Not really, that I can remember.
I don't think my parents saw one report card after seventh grade.
Yeah.
So, and I was never told to go to college. I should go to college.
Yep.
I was never told that I was just basically expected to graduate high school and get a job.
That's it. The old school way.
Yeah. And so I was not taught about credit cards and credit. I was not taught things. It's like they just, I don't know.
That's why, listen, we're considered firstborn, first generation. Gen. Mm-hmm. We're first gen here. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to get all the gems from our parents. They're immigrants. They're not going to know. So our duty is the first gen to pass it on to the second gen, to tell your daughter and your son, hey, learn about financial literacy. Yeah. It's very important to game yourself up. This is a very important aspect. Like your daughter, she's learning real estate. She's learning something different. No one told us to do that. I wish somebody would have took me to an Aspire event and showed me, yo, we need to learn this. You need to copy this blueprint. None of that. We didn't have none of that. So it's our job, whatever we're soaking up, whatever you guys are soaking up as parents, to pass on to your kids, to learn, to game them up.
Yeah, and even if you don't have it figured out yet, at least now you can tell. I still need to fix my shit and get better at all of that stuff and investments and things like that.
Yes.
But I already know.
We know.
So I know to tell my kids, hey, do this. Yes. So don't make the same mistakes I did at your age.
Yes.
Because I was never told, and I'm not using the excuse, I'm blaming my parents because they didn't know any better. And then when I knew better, it was almost like, I already had the bad habits and stuff and spend too much money. And I passed that. Like, those days are over. Yes. Like, the nice things that, you know, I like nice things, but the nice things you see me with are old.
Yeah.
And you know, if I purchase things, it's very well thought out and I've just made, you know, I'm getting better.
Yep.
I'm getting better as I get older. I'm definitely have a lot of work to do in that department, but you're so right.
You're open-minded. You're not closed-minded. Oh, that's just too much. I don't want to learn. It's too complicated. No, there's steps, like viability. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And then there's investments. And there's this. There's steps to grow your money and make your wealth spread, because you want generational wealth. But there's steps to that.
Yeah, and you can't jump ahead.
No.
You can't jump ahead. But yeah, so it was interesting. Some of the things that I got was, and I resonated with this comment. It's funny how we both picked, we cherry picked what we resonated with. One of the comments, one of the speakers said is clutter is decisions that you are deferring. That's why clutter is, it's not a good sign if you have clutter.
Yeah.
Because it's decisions you're not making, decisions you are deferring. And that's why a clean space and all of that, you're going to operate better. You're going to operate at a higher frequency if you're organized and not cluttery. So that was one thing. I actually, I don't even remember who talked about this, but I loved it. And I wrote it down because I want to apply this in my coaching with my clients. And it says, when you have somebody, when you're working with somebody, you should ask them to rate themselves 1 to 10 on the different aspects of their life so that you know which area that you need to dive in a little further.
I remember that.
And I wrote it down. Number 1 to 10, how do you feel like about your mindset? Like, what would you say, what score would you give yourself? 1 being the worst, 10 being the best. Your physical body. How do you feel about your physical body? 1 to 10. Your job. Your relationships, your kids.
Yes.
Those are all things like, and you can create more things depending on what you think about or depending on what it pertains to that person. But so you can get a real good idea of where they feel like they are struggling.
Yeah.
And because you can build a program around that.
That's true. You're right. Because a lot of times people want instant success. It's, wait a minute, you got to fix what's going on with you first. See what's going on. See where you're at mentally, physically. It's very important. Mm-hmm. You're not going to just jump into something all of a sudden. Clouds are going to open up, and all of a sudden you're going to flip that switch and fix. Because one thing that I did get is motivation and inspiration only last so long. That's an emotion. You can be motivated and inspired for a week, 2 weeks, and all of a sudden, poof, it's gone. That's it. You better rely on other things.
Exactly. And I loved this too. And how to be successful in your business or just successful in life was physical proximity of people who are doing the things you want to do. Put yourself with the people. Do you want to be, you want to be a fit? Hang out at gyms.
Yep.
Do you want to be a real estate investment? Get some friends in the real estate.
Yes.
In the real estate field and start hanging out with them. Go to dinners with them. Go golfing with them. Put yourself in the proximity of the people that you want to emulate.
Yeah.
And that's how you're going to emulate. And preferably people that are doing better than you and more than you and are levels ahead of you, because then you will rise to the occasion.
See, here's the problem with people is their arrogance and their ego gets in the way. Jealousy comes into play. They're like, this person is doing better than me. I don't want to hang around them because they feel insecure, feel some type of way. Nah, man, that's the inspiration you need. That's the little hunger you need to get it, to get to a higher level. You have to put yourself with people who are more successful than you. There's no other way around it. You must.
You have to find mentors. You really do. That's one word that I have that's come into my world recently that I never thought of it, to be honest. I'm like, oh my God, this is why I... this is my problem. And I think you and I had a conversation about that. Do you remember where I said, my problem is I'm always helping, not to toot my own horn, but I'm always the one passing my knowledge to other people.
Yes.
And helping them. Yes. Oh, you need to get on Instagram? Sure. Do you want Amazon storefront? You need to set that up. I know how to do that.
Yeah.
Do you want to launch your YouTube? I'm always giving, right?
Yes.
Down, which is great. And I want to keep doing that because I love that. I'm passionate about that. But my problem is, I need to look up to get information from somebody above me.
From the top, yep.
Because I'm giving, but I'm not receiving. There's no balance. And what happens? I'm helping other people grow, but I'm not growing.
True. That's a very good way of looking at it.
And that's only been something that freaking the light bulb went off is when I met Mauricio.
That's true. You said that. You said that, wow, finally with somebody who's levels above me and I can learn from. And he's been teaching us along the way. Like, we're learning things we didn't learn before.
Right.
And changing our mindset, too. Stop thinking so little.
Yeah.
You were stuck in your little bubble, always thinking small.
Yeah.
I'm happy with this deal. I'm happy with that deal. That's good and all, but those are little. Now it's time to start thinking big.
Yeah.
Now start thinking, like, your real self-worth.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because I don't know why I do. For as confident as I am in some areas of my life, I think it's I'm confident to a ceiling. I have a ceiling.
Yeah.
And then I haven't had the ability to break that ceiling. And it's not because I can't physically, it's because it's in my mind I have a ceiling.
Yeah.
I need to just say fucking blow the lid off the ceiling.
You need to not place limitations on yourself. Uh-huh. That's a problem. We all place limitations on ourselves. Like, I'll just make an example. Like, I'll throw fitness, health. Oh, I can't achieve that body. That's too hard. Or I don't have the genetics. Or you're always going to make 10 excuses why you can't, instead of saying, you know what? Nah, man, let me give this a shot. I will. I am. I can. Mm-hmm. Change that. All you do is change the wording around and go after it. Is it going to be easy? No, not at all. There's some things I had to do to step out of my comfort zone. You think I wanted to start a YouTube channel and speak on my... No, that was uncomfortable for me. It was mm-hmm. weird. Even mm-hmm. doing this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But I know this. Stepping out of my comfort zone has elevated me. I've grown. I've become more confident in other areas of my life. I've always mm-hmm. been a confident dude. Like, I could walk in a room and I'll own it. But when it comes to other things, I'm like... I'm not so confident. It's yeah. weird. It shook me up.
No, it's crazy. And I feel like when you change your mindset, you elevate
rapidly.
The speed in which things are changing for us right now
yeah.
is so rapid that like the goals, I set 2024 goals in January, like vision board type stuff. Got to set new ones. Everything is happening.
Yeah.
Everything is happening. And it's just because I had, for one, and this was another thing I learned at the event. Number one, I changed my mindset. I became like open, like I'm open to where the wind is going to take me. I'm open to opportunity. I'm open to being uncomfortable.
Yes.
I'm going to get out of my little cave and then I'm open to having a mentor. And that's when I started working with Mauricio. I'm like, you yeah. know what? I'm going to do this because he's levels above me. He's a yeah. successful businessman, CEO of many companies,
yes.
doing a lot of things, very successful man.
He thinks big, man. He thinks big.
And he's willing to pour into me.
Yep.
I'm going to accept that. And that's the first time I've ever done that. So when I explain to you guys that, yeah, like I've always given and I've never received, I'm not saying that no one's ever been willing to give. I've just never been open to receiving.
Yeah.
I've never been open to it. I'm always just too busy giving down and not looking up going, hey, wait a minute. I need some inspo.
Yes.
Somebody, and maybe it's an ego thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. Yeah. Maybe it's an ego. Like I thought, wait a minute. I'm good at what I do, but I'm not all that successful. So yeah. I need to find someone who's successful.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to where you want to be.
It's all relative. Someone might call me successful, but not to where I think I can be.
Yes, exactly. Because again, you were stuck in your bubble. You place limitations on yourself. But now you're like, nah, opening the mind, opening the yeah. doorway. Now your mind's receptive now. Like, all right, I'm taking gyms. I'm running with them. I'm no longer closed. I don't have the...
And this stuff applies to anything. So weight loss goals, business goals, yep. whatever. So the other thing I did, so I changed my mindset in terms of being open to accepting help and putting the ego aside and being uncomfortable. And the other thing I did was I really took stock in my environment and the people I had in my life, and I had to cut out the energy vampires. And they used that terminology in the thing. They said you cannot surround yourself with energy vampires. They will suck the life out of you. And a lot of times, Magic Johnson said it, a lot of times it's your family.
Unfortunately, he's 100% right. A lot of times it's the people closest to you,
mm-hmm.
and that's usually your family.
And as hard as like everything is, obviously you guys know with my dad and everything, and it's a trauma that I have that I'm still dealing with, probably deal with it for the rest of my life. One thing I do know is based on, he was an energy vampire, 100,000%.
Oh yeah.
And I could not do any of the things that I'm doing now. None of it would have happened. Zero. Nothing. So if you have somebody in your life or multiple people in your life that are energy vampires, you gotta set your boundaries and get them out of your life, because you will elevate so rapidly that you won't even be able to. I feel like we're in this. I feel like the way we're going right now, we're gonna get to a place where we're so successful and so busy, we won't even have time to enjoy the success and the abundance or whatever that will be coming our way. That's how I feel. Because it's one thing to the next, and we're moving so fast. And it all correlates with my mindset shift, your mindset shift.
Yeah.
Cutting the energy vampires, changing my perspective on things, and being okay with being uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's the hard part. I'm a man. And it it's hard to admit that something shakes me up or makes me feel uncomfortable. We men, we have a lot of ego and pride, and we don't like to admit that stuff. We like to hold it in. But there's some things that have shaken me up, and I told myself I'm an overthinker. I procrastinate, but now I'm like on attack mode. Like, nah, I'm going to break through that barrier. I don't want to do that no more. I don't want to be overthinker or procrastinate. I don't want to blame my ADHD on it either. Fuck that. I'm going to break through this. I'm going to get better mentally, physically, spiritually, all three.
Yeah. And then Lewis Howes, speaking of that, Lewis Howes was the final speaker, 14 hours in, but I still got some gems from him. And he's a podcaster, The School of Greatness. I like him. I put him up there for me with Mel Robbins. Pretty interesting guy. He's got some good books. But he said there are three causes to self-doubt, fear of failure. But what he said is failure is part of success. You fail forward.
Yes.
You fail, you get up. You fail again, you get up, but every time you get up, you're a little bit further along.
Yep.
Fail forward. So that was a big nugget I took. I've been doing that with this podcast, with everything. Like, I've been just failing forward.
Yes.
Because a lot of times it's like, oh, sorry, guys, the lighting was fucked up on that episode, or sorry, this happened and this happened, but I still put it out, and it is what it is. And
you said it. You said, be patient. It's not going to be.
And that's an example of failing forward. The other thing, cause of self-doubt, is fear of success. I have that fear.
You do.
I have that fear.
You said it. You said, like, it scares you.
So where most people think, oh, okay, self-doubt comes from fear of failure, but that next one is mine, really. It's fear of success, because I tend to fail forward. I tend to do that. I just take messy action on things.
Yeah.
So that's not my problem. My problem is I fear success. And I know this about me. And when I feel it coming, sometimes I get scared. And it's like I want to hide under the table or back or let the foot off the gas. I have this freaking problem.
Damn. That's true. You've said it. You voiced it to me.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people don't understand what that means. It's like you're scared to become this person. And I think we all have it to some degree. It's almost like the imposter syndrome kicks in. Mm-hmm. Everybody has it. I question myself too. And I've questioned myself with you, like, nah, babe, you got this. You're meant for this. You're built for this. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Why am I even questioning myself?
Yeah.
Everybody has it. Even Joe Rogan said that. No, bro, you're the baddest podcaster on planet Earth. You're the dude.
Yeah.
You're numero uno. But he says he even gets it.
Yeah. And you know what I notice? And I'll tell you, when I get something good that happens to me, I start to think, okay, I'll give you an example. I'll be very vulnerable here. When I got the email from 1UP Nutrition inviting me to the event, I immediately thought, oh, maybe they sent it to me by accident.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, was it a mistake? I almost felt like nervous to reply going, oh, sorry, you got that email by accident.
Yeah.
Like that, I'm like, and that is because, look, I am like, it's like the fear of success. Oh my God. So they're inviting me because I'm doing really good, but am I doing really good?
Yeah.
And then it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Like I'm fearing moving to that next level.
And it happened faster than you anticipated because you were talking about it, but you didn't plan on it this year. You said, I'm going to work. I'm going to show them.
Yeah.
Eventually, babe, we're going to get invited to this event because you said you probably thought, okay, babe, by next year I'll get there.
And I believe my specific words to you were, I'm going to manifest this.
You did?
We're going to Miami. That's what I said. I'm going to manifest this. And guess what? We're going to Miami. And I get a plus.
And we've been talking about Miami a lot.
Yeah.
It's like it's pulling us. It's pulling us in that direction.
We just talked about Miami on our live last weekend on Candidly with Coffee's Instagram. When we went live, what did we talk about in that entire thing? Miami. We want to go to Miami.
Yes.
And then I get an all expenses paid trip to Miami.
Yeah.
It's just freaking crazy.
It is nuts. It is nuts.
You guys, I'm telling you, learn to change your mindset. The most amazing things happen and change. And it's just, they're stacking. The things are stacking. I'm like, this is not a fluke.
No.
We're manifesting shit left and right because we are on such a different frequency because we have, you know, really focused on our personal development, our bodies, our mindset, just everything. It's all a package. It all goes hand in hand. The physical body, the internal, spiritual, all that stuff.
Yeah. And it doesn't just happen like, the sky doesn't open up. I'm like, here, we're going to bless you. You got to put in the work. You got to lay it down. Just because you didn't get fast, you're still trotting ahead. That's what I always say. You're still going ahead.
Yeah.
Some progress is better than no progress.
And lastly, I do want to share with you guys, this picture is actually on. So this guy, it's Max Major, is a mentalist. That will freaking blow your mind. Go to his Instagram. He just is a study of people, and he knows based on, it's basically like the most intuitive person I've ever seen in my life. Like he can predict what your answers are going to be. He just knows.
Yeah.
And it's not magic. It's just because it's lots of different things we do that are predictors, are tells, like in poker, your tell.
Yep.
I wonder if he would be like a really freaking good poker player.
Probably. He'll read you. He'll look at certain quirks. How do your eyes look? Do you look down? Do you look up? They pay attention.
Everything.
That's why you notice in poker they wear glasses, dark sunglasses, so they can't read your eyes.
Yeah.
What you're doing. They don't want to see if you're nervous.
So anyways, I went on his Instagram because I was interested to see more about him because I was so fascinated. And look, lo and behold, his Instagram, the picture. And then I commented going, oh my God, as you can tell, I was enjoying the show. And he sent me a DM and he's all as seen in 4K.
Crazy, man. Who would have thunk it? We go to this show and, of course, we're on the front row blasting on this dude's page.
I know. It's just.
And you got a crazy expression.
I know. And it's the only picture, like he took one picture of the audience. And of course, it's that picture where I'm, you know, obviously they picked it because I was very reactive in
it. Yeah. Very dramatic.
That's me, though.
Yeah.
That's me.
And it's almost telling you know what that's telling you is we were meant to be there because you're the one that drug us there. I remember you came home one day like, babe, we're going to LA to this Aspire event. I go, all right, let's go.
You want to know why I did that? Because I didn't say, when Mauricio said, hey, you want to go to LA? Are you in? You know what I didn't say? I didn't say, let me think about it.
The famous, these are the words that are kiss of death in life, you guys. We're going to give you a gem. If you're one of those, let me think about it, that's where your life's going to end up. Let me think about it. Let me think about, do I want to lose weight? Let me think about, do I want a better promotion at work? Let me think about if I want to go back to school and get that degree to elevate myself. Let me think about if I want to get in a relationship or not. The let me think about it, people. You guys, I'm telling you, you're going to be stuck down here forever.
Yeah, and we talked about it on the last episode or a couple episodes ago, but I'm not going to do that anymore.
No.
I'm just going to not going to give myself opportunities to talk myself out of things that I know I should go to. So I didn't say, let me think about it. I just said, yeah, we're going. I'm sure. Listen, I don't know. But we'll get something out of it. And so I was determined. That's why I did this whole episode is if you're going to go to one of those events, don't waste your time trying to remember everything.
No.
Because you're not going to remember everything.
Impossible.
But pick and choose some gems. Open up your notes in your phone and write out the statement like a shorthand. And then think about it and think, what can I do that I learned at this event? I picked up definitely some action items that I've implemented already. And so that was worth it for me, not to mention all the information we just shared with you guys. But yeah, it was worth it. There was enough gems in this 14-hour day that, yeah. So I think that, but I do caution you, because I will say, do not overconsume. Look, we went to one, got the gems.
Yeah.
I don't need to go to a million different seminars.
No.
Okay. Start taking action.
That's it.
Don't waste your time consuming information unless you're going to do something about it.
You have to. It's funny is Magic Johnson talked about it. He even brought a let me think about it.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I'm not let me think about nothing. I'm getting after it. Like when he got pushed into business, which was uncomfortable as a basketball player.
Yeah.
They don't teach basketball players business. They laughed at him. His whole teammates and everything. Well, you're going into business. Like, yep, I'm going into business. You know what that man's worth today? Because he went into business and learned the game and got out of his comfort zone. He was getting paid, what, $3 million a year, he said?
Mm-hmm.
Playing basketball in the 80s. I think he might have went to the 90s a little bit. He's worth $1.2 billion now. My man's a billionaire now.
$1.2 billion.
Billion. He's playing on the major league level of business. Billionaire. So you see? Because he didn't do the let me think about it. Do I want to be a business now? He said, no, I'm going to learn.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn from the best. And I'm going to
And what did he do? He surrounded himself. Remember, he said that his teammates were making fun of him. Like, oh, why don't you hang out with us or go to dinner with us or whatever? He goes, no, I'm going to hang out with the owner.
The owner.
Because he's got money and I want to learn how to make money.
Yes. Post-basketball.
Yeah.
I want to be smart because he knows that little bit, that basketball money only takes you so far.
Especially $3 million.
Man, that's
nothing.
You blow that on one... One mansion, you blow that
yeah,
on.
Yeah, no. He'd have been broke.
$3 million is nothing.
No.
Taxes, agent fee, all the other fees that come along with that, you're lucky to walk away with 1.5, if that.
No.
So how much money really is that?
All right, you guys, hopefully you guys got some gems from this episode, because that's what we're trying to do. Again, pay it forward. Now, yes. I've got my mentors, but I'm still going to continue to always pay it forward and share information, because that's what my passion is. It's always been. I've always been someone that shares everything from where I buy my shoes to who does my hair to everything. I've always been a sharer. So I will always continue to do that. But thank you guys so much. And if you are on our Patreon, hopefully I will see you guys over there. We got to talk about some of those hot topics.